This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
I'm looking up at God's house, but I'm not sure if he is there. Just like the rest of my life, it's just a wing and a prayer. I'm heading to the bookies, but I never have the price for that 10-1 winner. It's the story of my life, 'cause I'm nothing but a bousy, ain't nothing but a champ. I'll sip me pint of Murphy's in this dirty damn camp. But I bring you for a burger, and I take you home to mother. Sure, I saves me. Catch my hand and we will jump in, baby. Please don't tell me that I'm crazy. I only want to be with you.
Up a creep head!
Hi, Bridget. This is Thomas. I'll get Mike to ring you back. I have his phone, but I'll be home soon.
Are you in the bookies, Thomas?
I am not. Why? Why would you ask that?
It was my idea for you to take Mike's phone along with you, Thomas, to the bookies, so he wouldn't be ringing you and catching you there.
Well, yeah, and it's been working. I've been doing it since.
Lying and gambling. And you were supposed to be a priest.
Ah, but I'm not lying. Because I'm not in the bookies. I'm outside the bookies because the phone rang and I only back horses with holy names. Sure, God created everything, including Paddy Powers.
Whatever you tell yourself, Thomas. Anyway, get Mike to ring me straight away.
Straight away. What's wrong?
Your grand, Tom. I'd rather speak to the boss man, our beloved older brother, Father Mike.
No. No, tell me now whatever it is and I'll sort it. Well, unless it's money you need. I'm strapped. Hence the reason I'm here now praying that Altercation wins the 5-15 at Wolverhampton just so I can afford a few red wines on Saturday night.
No, it's not money. I want you to take Sean over the summer. He got suspended on his last day of school and I thought 3 months with his uncles, the priests, would be great. Punishment.
Ouch. Cruel. 3 months with Mike. Now, me, on the other hand, I can't promise you he'll see that as punishment.
Whatever you think.
Okay. The summer with us, and by the time he goes back into sixth or seventh class, he'll be a saint.
There's no such thing as seventh class. And Sean is 16 years old. It's fifth year in September.
Wow. I need to Google what teenagers are into these days. Might even brush up on my X Factor just to have a conversation.
Please do. I'm sure Sean will love chatting about X Factor with you. Right, pick him up Friday.
Deal. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Josephine from next door. What in the name of God does she want with Mike?
Hello, Josephine. I have Father Mike's phone. Is there a message I can pass on?
This is Father Mike. Half an hour to go to the butcher's for roast beef. And if I threw a stone, I could hit Harry Troy's butcher's front door from here. Are you in the bookies?
Where did you get that from?
Well, both you and Harry are always talking horses. It's just my luck that my brother and the local butcher can't stay away from the bookies. And all I want is my dinner today.
Of course we talk horses. He's a butcher at the end of the day. And when you're a priest, you've got to find common ground with the people. Now, Mike, you yourself have always said that.
You'd better be walking and talking, by the way. and horses with a butcher. How is that common ground?
I am walking and talking, by the way. And if leading supermarkets lob horse mince into their lasagnas, then it is topic to discuss with any butcher.
Anyway, you and your beloved twin sister don't realise how loud both of you get when you're drunk. I overheard your conversation with Bridget about taking my phone to go off to the bookies, just so I couldn't ring you. But you didn't expect me to ring you off Josephine's phone, huh?
I'm hanging up because I can see you. Speaking of our beloved sister Bridget, she rang there a minute ago. She wants us to take Sean for the summer.
No. 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 Babysitting a teenager. For the summer.
Yeah, yeah, that's you all over. Might be too much excitement to have a teenager around. Look, Mike, he got into a bit of trouble on his last day of school, and our sister wants us to straighten the kid out through God.
That makes sense. Our Lord will show him the way. Where will we get the time?
Time? I wanted to get a dog to alleviate the boredom, and you said no to that.
Yeah, another excuse in my eyes to head to the butcher's for scraps to get distracted.
Look, Mike, I'll mind Sean, and think about it. It may actually keep me out of the bookies. And the pub.
The church should occupy you. Lord bless us and save us. I'll ring Bridget back tomorrow. It's not happening.
Here, take the meat. I'm off to do some praying for our nephew over a glass of our Lord's blood.
Yeah, your way of saying you're going off to the pub to get drunk.
Hello, hello. Not Google Garden Station, Garden Joe Kelly speaking. Hello, hello. Hello?
Oh, another prank call, huh? It's just another day in the life of the Garda Síochána in a lovely quiet village here in the middle of nowhere. I thought last week we'd cracked that case. Think we're getting answers, though. Frank never organises meetings.
What answers is that, Joe?
Vinny, the missing sheep, of course.
I'm bored of this. How are we still bothered about that sheep? It's been missing 20 years. And so sheep only lived 10 years.
Well, yeah, but it's all that's happened in this village in the last 20 years, Andy. What do you want me to do? And it might be dead. Well, that's why I thought we cracked it when we found them bones.
How will you go way out of that, Columbo? Those bones, the collar that said Benji around its neck?
Yeah, Joe, you might have to file a missing biscuit report there. Your ginger nuts after dropping into your tea, hey?
Oh, fick it.
Hello, gents. I have it. I have all the answers.
Serge, I told you Frank would crack this one, lads.
Do you know that dinner lady, Agnes?
Why, fine thing.
Yeah. Who works in the new factory next door.
Oh, yeah, I do know her.
Now, she's the only one that wasn't provided with earmuffs to drown out the noise of the machines. And lo and behold, she's lost her hearing. And this is where we come in, Vincent.
Come on. Great. What a team meeting, huh? A list of things to do. First on the agenda, find a sheep that's probably been dead with 10 years, hey. And while we're at it now, Vincent, find a decent set of eardrums for Agnes.
Hey, sit down. Sit down, Vincent. Sit down. I can make us rich. Retired and rich. But I want your word. We all need to do a little bit of lying. But this plan is bulletproof.
Go on.
Yeah, go on. I think I know where you're coming from now, Sarge.
Good man, Joe.
So you found a sheep, but it's not the sheep that was lost.
No. Shh. About that stupid sheep, Joe. Jesus, just sit and listen. We are attached to the noisy factory, and we could easily be going deaf ourselves. Also, like Agnes, we're not provided with earmuffs. Let's all take a hearing test and fail. We'll sue and get compo.
Absolute genius, hey. Here, you don't have to ask me twice, Frank. I'm in.
Good man.
Andrew, how about you?
Well, you might have to ask me twice because of the old hearing, you know.
I might not hear you first time,
but I'm definitely in, Frank. Are you in, Joe?
It's just, what about the missing sheep?
Joe, forget about the sheep.
Sheep,
Joe. Nobody, Nobody is interested, Joe. Case. No, we just have to pretend to be interested because it's our job. Are you in, Joe?
Come on, Joe. Come on. The only way for a better life away from this boring, bloody, lifeless village, Joe. Come on, man, will you?
No.
Joe.
No. Oh, wait. I mean,
he's in.
I couldn't think of a good joke.
Joe, I can't believe him sometimes. I'm on tender hooks here thinking Frank's plan is going out the window while your man thinks he's Tommy Tiernan.
Come on, Joe. Hey, that's that boy. Well done, well done.
Down the road.
Oh, anyone's here, so let's...
Oh, you're drunk, you're drunk, you silly old fool. And still you cannot see the dirty old town. The dirty...
I'm so drunk. I hope Mike is asleep. Oh, the great one has only left a note.
But I doubt it's a sorry note. Put out Ben. 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 You know, he feels guilty, the old softy, and he's after getting me a dog. Woo! Ben. Ben. Here, boy. Where are you? I hope Mike is not asleep. Mike. Mike! Father Mike!
What? What? Will you go to bed?
Mike, I can't find him.
Who? Who?
Who? Who? You sound like an owl.
Oh, you're drunk. What do you want?
The note above the fireplace, Mike.
Yeah. Did you put out the bin?
Bin? Bin? You and your old loopy eyes.
Loopy eyes? What are you on about, Thomas? I'm trying to rest my eyes and get some sleep around here. You've three jobs, the butchers, the bins and the car. I have to send out a search party when you head off to the butchers. Handwritten notes are not even getting you to put the bins out these days. And who's Ben?
I thought you got me a dog called Ben.
Why?
How out of guilt?
Why would I feel guilty?
Because of saying no all the time. I just want to help the family and you won't let me. You just want control, because you don't trust me.
How can I...
And as I was saying, you don't trust me. But I can prove myself, so
all right.
Let me.
All right. The more I think about it, the more I'm warming to the idea of taking our nephew. Sean is 16, and he's not allowed into the bookies or the pub. So yeah, we'll take him. But he is tied to your hip. And you are both under mine and our Lord's guidance. Now, good night and God bless.
Great. You can call me Father Doubtfire. I won't let you down.
Oh, and Thomas.
Yes, Mike?
Put out the bin.
Right, lads. Our hearing test. Easy peasy, lads. I can smell the mix of margarita, suntan lotion and a warm sea breeze already.
Thank God we're not here for a smelling test then.
Yes. Now, look lads, conversations between people are a struggle to hear.
Aye.
Constant ringing in your head.
Oh yeah.
And we all now suffer from headaches.
Yes, but headaches.
It can't be proved otherwise. Just say what and huh
what,
and it's a winner.
Can I say hi?
No.
I'm still nervous, Frank.
I don't often agree with Joe, but yeah, I'm nervous too.
Oh, look, it's a doddle, Andrew. I'll go first and I'll prove how easy it is. I'm a master at tuning out. You'd have to be to work with ye lot for 20 plus years.
No, Frank.
Here comes the doc.
Right, who's up first?
Frank, you said you wanted to go first.
Oh, sorry, doc. I didn't hear you there.
Garda Frank Bold. Okay, let's start off with you telling me a few symptoms.
I hear ringing in my ears all the time these days. I keep picking up the phone. One day it was so bad, the ringing, I thought someone was playing phone calling the station all day.
Okay, and any more to add?
Oh, headaches. No, with the stress of my job, you know, it's expected to get the odd headache, but the last one, oh, I wouldn't wish it on Bin Laden.
Oh, yeah. It must be very stressful being a guard in this village. That missing sheep must have you awake at night, Frank. Now, Frank, do you ever feel the need to leave the station for a bit of fresh air? Or to just get away from the noise?
I would, Doc, but the weather, with what we've been getting, you wouldn't put a bad wife out into it. No, it's our stuck in the station with that noise.
Right, if you would like to just put this on, I'm just going to switch on the audio meter here. If you would just tell me what you can hear, and obviously you're not going to tell me what you can't hear, unless you lie. Now, during the test, you'll hear a range of sounds from low upwards. Just tell me when you can detect a noise.
Is this thing switched on, Doc?
Oh, I've done this many times. It's certainly on.
Oh, okay, Doc. I can now hear a very low noise.
Okay, so it's looking like signs of severe hearing loss.
Okay. Can I go, Doc?
Yes, you can leave. Frank, if you don't mind closing the door.
Certainly.
Oh, and thank you very much, Garda Bold. I didn't think you would hear me there quietly asking you to close the door. Can you ask Andrew to come in next there, please?
You're next. But Christ on a bike, Andrew. Don't close the door at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That's the real test. He caught me out.
Best of luck, Andrew.
Right. That's no claim for me. No, it was my idea. Ye will have to give me a slice of yours.
Hey, Frank, I'm not agreeing to that, eh?
Well, thank you, Vincent.
No problem.
Frank, I'll give you half.
Ha! Vincent! Joe will.
Andrew, could you close the door there, please?
And Andrew's done. Gone without a single word out of him. Looks like he'll be getting his claim.
Right. I'm up next.
Oh, the best of luck, Vinny.
Now, listen, Joe. See how Andrew walked off without closing the door?
What's that, Frank? It's me hearing. I can't hear a thing.
Jeez. Yeah. Funny. The test is at the end. Don't close the door for him, Joe.
Don't close the door. Yeah, I got it, Frank. I got it.
Right, good.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You never close the door there, Vincent.
Well done, Vincent.
Suppose I'm next for the firing squad, lads. Here we go.
Hi. Good luck, Joe. God only knows how this is going to go. I can't believe I messed that up. I should have got Joe to go first. Now I'm sitting in the waiting room, talking to myself, on a wing and a prayer.
Ah, I'm all done, Frank.
Don't forget the important thing I told you, Joe.
Shut the door there, please, Joe.
Shut the door yourself, Doctor.
And thank you very, very much, Joe.
Joe.
Oh, no.
That's it. Andrew and Vincent are halfway to Lanzarote by now.
We'll
be staying put. Down to just two guards now, me and you.
Oh, God. Well, thank God we're quiet.
Yeah, I'm sure both of us can handle the one passport application every 5 years when the only family who flies out of the country needs one.
Send you a postcard from London.
Oh, feck off now, Vincent.
Okay, let's warm up the Pope Mobile and it's off to collect and save our nephew.
I thought you would fix the handbrake on this blasted car, Thomas. Using a brick for a brake. We might as well join the suicide squad.
Good movie. Look, I'll do it next week. There's no need to remind me every 6 months.
You gambled it, didn't you? Look, I'm not going anywhere on that. You collect them. This car needs fixing. It's a death trap, Thomas.
I'll fix it. You stay here, so. I'll be back quicker than a Hail Mary.
With you driving that, I may have to go off and say a few myself.
again like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird.
Come on, cat, sing it, boy.
Praise for the singing, praise for the morning.
Oh my God, what kind of rubbish does Mike listen to? Ah, pow, 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 pow.
Well, Sean, hop in there, boy.
Well.
So, Sean, do you watch The X Factor?
X Factor? Yeah. Bit contrived.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, I tried watching it last night thinking it was what ye teenagers like.
No.
I mean, honestly, do they all have to sing a song that relates to a life struggle? Is that what Simon Cowell wants for the makings of a good TV show? Like last night, Sean, there was this lovely singer. But before she started, Simon said, "And what song are you going singing?" And she said, "Mary, Mary Shackles." He then asked, "And why that song?" And even though the real reason and the only true answer to that question any time is, "Well, because I'm good at singing it." She went on to say, "Oh, I hate my job and I feel tied to it." I mean, come on, I call bull on that one.
Bull? Can you say that, Father Thomas?
Ah, there's nothing wrong with saying bull. Anyway, look, if I could do a good version of the Carpenters, "Why do birds suddenly appear?" Would I, for the sake of good TV and also needing it to relate to a life struggle in some way, would I have to say that I have worms just for the sake of it being called "Why do birds suddenly appear"? Think about it.
Yeah, that's funny, yeah. Now, let me think. I could do this. Wait, no, let me just have a think. Okay, yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got one. Hi, judges.
Hello, and what are you going to sing for us?
I recently dislocated my neck in a bike accident.
Okay.
So, yeah, you might know this one, right? Looking back over my shoulder. You get it?
I can see that look in your eye.
By Mike and the Mechanics. Oh, yeah, that's just a reminder of Mike wanting me to fix the Pope Mobile.
Say goodbye, looking back over my shoulder.
Is that a football under your arm and not a Bible, Thomas?
Wait now, Mike, wait. There's plenty of guidance in a football, and it will be through the likes of Peter and Paul, albeit Shilton and McGrath.
Okay, so I'm guessing it's off to Apollani's Orchard.
Yep.
Actually, while you're there, ask the good woman herself for a few cookers, and that'll sort out tomorrow's curriculum. Some apple pie baking. Today it's Robbie Keane, tomorrow it's Mary Berry. A bit diverse, but you'll be well occupied. Pied. Occupied. Do you get it? See? Us priests can have a laugh too, Sean.
Yeah, don't go laughing too loud now, Sean.
I won't. And Orchard?
Yeah, it's just down here. Let me show you. You see, little old Apple Annie, as we call her, she's got this big, huge front garden, and it's ideal for a game of football. And the thing about her is she's happy to leave anyone play just so long as you pick a few apples off the goalposts, because, she's getting a bit old and her climbing days are, well, they're a bit like my last winner in the bookies. A distant memory. Look, just round this corner and over this wall. And here it is. Hello, lads and lassies. How's it going? Do you mind if we join you for a kickabout? This is my nephew, Sean. Sean, this is Ravy Davy, Manbat, Molly, Ava, Stew and Soup.
Hey, Father Thomas.
Yes, Ravy Davy.
This game is over. Me and Man Bat are trashing him. It's not fair. I'm just too good.
Should we talk to that, woman? What's her name? Oh, Annie. Should we talk to Annie first?
One sec, so, and I'll talk to Annie.
Well, hello, Father Thomas.
Hello, Annie. It's younger looking you're getting every day I see you.
That's so kind. Not true, but kind, no doubt.
Do you know what? You're the female version of that fella from the film. You know the one, Benjamin Button. Listen, we're going to join the lads. Shall I get you some apples, or did the lads get you some already?
Oh, I didn't even realise we had youngsters out the front, Father Thomas.
Davy, I thought you said you got Annie some apples and we can play.
That old bat doesn't need apples every time we play, Molly.
Tell her it's okay. We'll go and get some. We'll go and get some right away.
Who is the new boy, Father Thomas?
My nephew. Bridget's boy, Sean.
Of course. Sure didn't I only need to look at him to see he's a Riley.
He's from the good-looking bunch of Rileys. Like myself. Look, Annie, we'll get your apples. And if you don't mind us taking a few for ourselves, just for our own attempt at dessert making.
And sorry, Father, just a favour. If you don't mind teaching young Davy Knowles a lesson.
Ah, just like David Senior. Mm-hmm. A law unto his own. Nothing a few Hail Marys wouldn't fix.
Thanks. And yes, take a few for yourself. Goodbye, Father.
Good night and God bless. Right, lads, listen up. A small bag of cookers on the patio and a small bag into my car.
Sorry. Some of these nicknames ye have, like Man Bat.
Yeah, well, his real name is Wayne Bruce, so...
Oh, well, that clears it up, yeah. And Ravy rhymes with Davy. Stew is probably short for Stuart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but Soup?
Yeah, yeah. Stew and Soup are brothers. Okay. And you're right, Stew is short for Stuart. Mm-hmm. But Stew is thicker than Soup, so...
Oh, right. You really are specific with the old nicknames.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of time in this small village. You might even get one yourself, Sean. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's play some ball. Brothers, blood is thicker than water, so Stew and Soup, you're together, okay? Against, Sean, I have your nickname.
Right.
You're with Man Bat, making ye Man Bat and Robin.
All right.
I'm not with some old priest.
You sure ain't, Ravy Davy. For lying to the group, you'll take the punishment of goalie. I'm already head to toe in black, so it only seems right that I should ref. I've no red or yellow cards to help me control the game, but any messing and you'll have to sit down and recite a decade of the rosary and then back in play after you finish. Just like a real sin bin.
Well, okay then. Let's play. What are you guys waiting for? Come and get the ball.
Hey, Ravy Davy, that's not how this game works.
I want to try something new, Man Bat.
My dad said, if it ain't fixed, don't break it.
No, he doesn't, Stew.
He does, Soup. When things are fixed or broken or changed.
Oh, hey, Ravy Davy, kick it out, please. Just don't act a fool.
Hey, Father Thomas, what happens if the goalie fouls?
What? Why? Why and how is the goalie fouling?
He can foul like this.
Hey, why would you push Sean, Ravy Davy?
I can see Sean looking at my girlfriend.
I'm not your girlfriend, Ravy Davy.
Not you, Ava. Molly.
Ooh, I am more than certainly I'm not your girlfriend, Ravy Davy.
Well, you will be soon. You fancy me. I'm out of here. Don't forget, Old Cemetery tonight, 7 p.m.
I'm going to get you back, Ravy Davy.
You won't, Sean.
You're welcome to join us tonight at 7, Sean. And I know how you can get him back without laying a finger on him.
Sean, you know Ravy Davy's going to be there, so... I don't think that would be a good idea. Anyway, look, you heard Mike. We are joined at the hip. And by the way, it would be a bit weird now, me hanging around with 7 teenagers.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to tag along now, Thomas.
Good.
Yeah, but, I'd still like to go.
And that's fine that you want to, but you can't. Remember what Mike said, joined at the hip, and my leg ain't that big.
You haven't thought this true, Unc, have you? We can say we're heading out for like a driving lesson.
Let me stop you right there, Sean. A 2-hour driving lesson. That's just not going to happen. So what, I just sit and wait in the car? You know, you're really selling this idea to me.
No, Unc. No, not the car, the pub. The pub for
no,
2 hours.
No. Anyway, Mike will sit you in the car the following day. 2-hour driving lesson, and he'll be expecting you to be as good as Parker off Thunderbirds, bar the strings.
Look, and I will, because I can drive already. But my uncle and your judgmental brother doesn't know that. You will be getting the credit. And you will get a few drinks in. Who drives the car home, says you? Me, Mr. Parklife.
It's Parker, not Parklife. It's not the point. Lying. I mean, I'm a priest, you know. a thirsty priest, yeah. Who wouldn't mind a glass or six?
It's like white lies. Think about it. White lies, Unc.
Yeah, that's some imagination you have there, Sean.
Come on.
Okay. But when I ring, you'd better run to the pub fast. Faster than a buttered bullet and into the car, straight home. I'll be too tired, just like yourself, to chat to Mike in case he smells the drink. So straight up the stairs like a rocket full of monkeys.
Yes. I see you at 7 p.m. tonight, so lads.
See you at 7, Sean.
A Wing and a Prayer, starring John Stack, Chris Comming, Mark O'Rourke, Joe Kelly, Gavin O'Leary, PJ Kern, Mary Nagel, Ellen Donovan, Robin Daly, Jake O'Riordan, Oran Power, Padraig McGrath, Stephen O'Leary. Theme tune, The Bowsy, was written and performed by Stephen O'Leary. A Wing and a Prayer was written, created and directed by Gavin O'Leary. Production crew, Tom O'Keefe and Gavin O'Leary. This is a Community Radio Youghal production, supported by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the television licence fee.
Jump in, baby. Please don't tell me that I'm crazy. I only wanna be with you.